That was fun.
Now you're listening to
NWO podcast.
See, now you found yourself a nigga. You was looking for a nigga? Nigga here now. See? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Niggas with Opinions podcast. We got Hennessy, Big and Trap Lord, plus Ricky the Prince. Episode 30.
Little bitch, we some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a piece. We some niggas. Plus Ricky and Ben. Niggas get fucked up now and then. Noah and Chris in the bitty. Realest motherfucking niggas in the city. Hey, on a irking jerk. Nigga, we fuck, we will never fucking flirt. Don't take these hoes on dates. Cause I'd rather masturbate. I don't take these hoes on dates. Cause I'd rather masturbate. I'd rather masturbate. Dates cost $100.88.
Oh shit.
That's excellent.
Niggas with Opinions podcast. Episode 30. I'm 130, your host. Bennessy, take a shot of me, and I got my brothers in fuckery plus. Ricky the Prince in the building.
Gang, gang.
We got the Vegan Trap Lord in the building, as always.
Hey.
How y'all brothers doing?
We doing good, man. But I can't believe 30 already. Shit. 30. Yeah, we ain't take no weeks off.
We old out here, man.
Old as fuck. 30.
We
old.
Yeah, we vets in the game now.
Oh, we got 30. What are we going to sound like at 100? I'm going to be filthy.
I hope at 100 we have money in our pockets. I'm tired of doing these shits for Gotties.
Are we doing the live show for the 100 or for the 50th episode?
Nigga, for the 50th. You trying to back out because you booked yourself, bitch.
No, bitch.
But, you know, shout out to Carla, my secretary at work. She did the math for me, and she said to me, she was like, you keep saying April, but if you guys stay on track, your live show will be March.
Right, bitch.
I was like, all right, I owe plus an apology.
Okay, so the live show is going to be March?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we have to start planning.
Yeah, it has to be bigger and better. The last one was great, but I want it to be bigger and better.
So we need a bigger venue, and it's going to be fucking exciting.
I won't get as
drunk anymore. I want pussy this time.
Yeah, I'm gonna employ Maya and Chantal.
Oh, yeah, because Maya was Carla fucking sitting in the front row like Melania Trump. She was first lady.
Waving
like it's her show.
Man, if you don't put the fucking hand down, woman.
Yes.
Are you going to go to your little podcast?
What is it with that little prefix?
I don't know, bro.
Okay, because they know it's going to tick us off.
I don't like it. Doing your little podcast.
All right, when I get home, I'm a discipliner. I'm mad now.
Your little comedy shows.
Your
little comedy shows. Your little jokes.
Your little basketball games.
Bitch, okay, this is your little fantasy football.
Madden, I was MVP of my city league, by the way. Okay? It's not little. Nothing little about
it. Fuck out of here. Everybody good, though? Everybody okay?
Everybody's good, man.
I see, Ben, that you're wearing a fucking amulet. Can you explain what that is on your chest? Because it's not a chain. It's an amulet. Like, you're going to go cast a fucking spell. Well, tell me what's going on with that shit on your chest. Explain it to me.
It's actually something that's connected to you as well. It's our birthstone.
What's our birthstone?
Ruby.
Really?
Yeah, July.
Oh, I didn't know.
See, look at you.
Ruby red, nigga. Yeah. Is that what we are?
Yeah, that's what we are.
You guys are some ruby red niggas.
Do you know your birthstone? Do niggas know their birthstones?
I don't know shit about my birth besides the date.
What's your birthstone? I think it's a
couple. You don't know.
Periot green.
I'm about to say, isn't that what the city girls say?
That sound like a Pokemon.
It does sound like
Periot.
Periot.
So, y'all boys good, family good, health,
yeah,
all that shit good.
Everything good, fuck that shit. Let's get down to business.
All right, let's do it.
I guess
we'll before we do that, you gotta explain to people what the fuck you just did to your son.
Okay. So this little fuck.
Poor right? Eli, dog.
This little fuck has a lying problem. This little fuck. He gets it from his father, poor guy. But he lies like shit. So he lies to his mother. And then his mother always called me and tell me, deal with this little nigga. So it's like, I've lectured my son. I've threatened him. I've roughed him up. I've beat him. I've taken things away. And lying is part of his DNA. It's not his fault. But when your BM say punish him, you got to do something.
Do it.
So I was like, give me 20 push-ups. And like he ate those push-ups like a fucking Marine. Like it surprised me. And I didn't like how easy it was. So I told him to do his favorite dance. And he began to floss. So I made him floss for 8 fucking minutes. I made him floss for 8 minutes straight. Bitch. So the first 2 minutes, you know, he's like, oh, I can do this forever. I love this dance.
The muscles start tightening up.
By minute 5, I broke his spirit. Dad, can I stop now, Father? By the time I was done, I'm like, are you going to lie again? No.
Oh, shit. No, that's fucking funny. As a punishment in my house, I'm going to make them moonwalk for 8 minutes.
Hey, they're going to be amazing. They're going to be the beauty pageant one day. What's your hidden talent?
I can moonwalk like the best with the best of them, motherfucker. Strong ass ankles.
Yo. It's just, so, okay. Well, so, speaking of disciplining, right? A story came out this week about Amber Rose. And it was saying that she allows Sebastian to curse because it's a form of expression. The only word Sebastian is not allowed to say is nigger. So I guess first I want to ask, like, how do you feel about your children cursing? And when did you begin to curse in front of your parents? Let's start with you, Richard.
My children are not allowed to curse. I try not to curse in front of them, but I do curse because I have a cursing problem.
Yeah.
But they're not allowed to do it.
At what age are they allowed to do it?
I would say 18. Mm-hmm. You can start cursing around me, because I feel like if you cursing around your parents is disrespectful. Like even to this day, right now, I can't curse around my parents. Like, I still have that fear of cursing.
So you don't curse in front of your parents at all?
At all, no.
And you would never, because it's disrespectful?
I would never do it.
However, when your daughters turn 18, yeah, you turn a blind eye.
Yeah, when they turn 18, they say something like, shit. I was like, all right, like, I won't see that as disrespect. It's like, shit.
Chris, how would you feel about it?
And they can't say fuck you to me either.
Fair. They might, though.
Fuck you, Dad.
Fuck. you're raising light-skinned women. Just wait for it. And fuck you, nigga.
Big foreheaded light-skinned women.
I know how I feel, but, like, all right, suppose y'all are in the car, right? Mm-hmm. You're driving. Somebody cuts you off. And she jumps out the window. You stupid bitch. Like, on your behalf.
It means nothing to me. Yeah, you're right. You have to eat.
Do you get mad?
No. She's defending my honor. She's not allowing her dad to be disrespected.
How do you feel about your kids cursing?
I mean, I don't allow him to, because Zion's the only one that can talk. So I don't really allow him to. I don't allow him to, and he really won't. Like, at least around me, anyway.
At what age do you think you'd like be uncomfortable? You'd be comfortable with?
I would say probably about 8 or 7, I think I started cursing.
In front of your parents, or just started cursing?
Not in front of my mom or nothing, but, like, you know, hanging with everybody, hanging with your cousins.
Yeah. You started cursing right at that time. So then you know it's normal about that age.
Yeah. It's just crazy, because bro. you want to be rebellious or tough.
Right. And that's how people are talking.
Yeah.
Ben, have you ever cursed in front of your parents?
I haven't, actually.
Never?
No, I never have.
Any of your siblings?
I think my older brother did. I never have. And I wouldn't allow my children to curse in front of me or curse in front of their mother. I think with regards to Amber Rose, I think that mayonnaise madness is actually starting to finally show its face. Because that's some Caucasian crazy ass shit. Like I don't get it. I don't get it. Especially us being Caribbean men. That shit is
for real.
That's unheard of.
Drop with a Charlemagne bomb, drop a Clues bomb.
Mayonnaise madness.
Mayonnaise madness.
That's probably gonna be the
hashtag
title.
Hashtag
mayonnaise madness.
At this point, Amber, you need to seek Christ. Because you just ran through two niggas within a span of 3 months.
Oh. She got a new nigga now, but that's gonna last 4 months.
What?
She does already?
New so nigga.
She's not.
Yeah, she got
this
a new
is
one.
Fuck. This is Tiger's best friend. Is what she's dating now.
Jeez, that pussy's all over the place.
Yeah, but this shit gotta be great because niggas signing up.
Yeah.
Niggas, there's a list.
Shit is on clearance.
Yeah.
How you gonna tell me not to go to the clearance rack?
It's like a Gucci jacket on clearance.
And bitch, I might double back.
I curse in front of my mom sometimes.
You curse in front of that gangster?
I say niggas a lot in front of my mom.
Yeah, I say niggas.
I say shit in front of my mom's. She doesn't like bitch. I don't say bitch or my mother. She doesn't like that word. She caught me saying bitch one time on the phone. Waited until I was done and gave me a dissertation about bitch. So I won't say it. Fuck feels too harsh. I guess I just shit and nigga are on my mother. That's it. That's all I do.
It's I say like, nigga. I say nigga.
I don't think my kid would do it because he's just not on that shit. But like...
If he did.
After like age... Fucking 10, 11, I don't think I'm bothered by it. Like, if my son's talking about bitches, and they indeed are bitches. If he's talking about shit,
and
it indeed is shit. If he's saying, fuck something, and it's justifiably needs to be fucked. Or like, if I ask him, son, did you fuck something? In response to me, yes, father, I did fuck something. And then... I don't hold my language around the boy. I'm too high to make that difference. I talk how I talk in front of Eli. What the fuck are you doing? Put that shit down. Put that shit where you found it. And when I'm in the car with my son, he will sing the songs and self-edit the curse words because he knows. You understand? Like, kids know.
Yeah, they know.
They know.
Because Malia would say to me, Daddy, that's a bad word.
So they know. However, whenever he feels old enough to shoot this shot and curse in front of pops, I can let him, I'll let him have it. Like, he's still afraid.
It's different for me because I'm raising women.
You're raising young ladies.
Yeah, you don't want you talking like that.
Because I want my son to be able to have the confidence to tell an adult who's disrespecting him, hey, fuck you, sir.
Yeah.
I don't want him to have that. I don't want him to have that. I can't curse at adults. If you need to tell that guy, fuck you, tell him, fuck you, young man.
I saw a little 8-year-old kid cursing somebody the fuck out. He's like, fuck you, motherfucker, suck this dick. I was like, oh, shit.
But see, some adults need that shit, and I want to arm my son with it. He needs to be strapped with the fuck you.
It's like, and everybody said, look at that badass kid. I was like, man, you don't know what that motherfucker's going through. You don't know what that adult told that little nigga. You might have called him a nigger.
Oh, God. Speaking of niggers, Kanye went to the White House. To the White House.
Kanye West.
He went to the White House, bro. And it's like, when we brought up this subject, I don't want to talk about him. I don't want to talk about this nigga no more, but like he keep doing shit that I have to talk about.
It's like, dog, man.
I don't want to talk about this nigga no more.
Like, for real, what's going on, dog?
Ben,
like,
can you please play the clip? Jesus Christ. The nigga said that Donald Trump is like a father.
The nigga said the hat has superpowers, dog.
Come on.
And he's Superman. That's what the nigga said.
He also said that he wants them to free Larry Hoover because he feels like in another life he was Larry Hoover. He said this with his mouth. Yeah, he asked Donald Trump to free Big Meech Larry Hoover. That Larry Hoover.
Oh my God, this nigga, man.
Great to have you. Kanye, it's great to be with you. And these are two friends of mine, and Kanye has been a friend of mine for a long time.
For a long, long time. He's my guy.
I think it's Kawhi. The bravery that helps you beat this game called life. You know, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends, but this hat, it gives me It gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, you know, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. But there's...
Smart cookie. Smart.
Yeah. You know, it's something about, you know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time.
Oh, you
like
so fucking
a guy
dumb.
That could play catch with his son. Oh. There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman.
You made a Superman. That was beautiful, bro.
That was beautiful.
Ben.
That was amazing.
Ben!
That was amazing, Ben.
You're amazing.
That was
Ben.
Masterful, Ben.
Wow, Ben.
Damn, that was good.
Everybody clap it up for Ben.
Yeah, that was, that was good. You got real life.
Thank you. Sucks. Thank you. That,
that's fucking producing, nigga.
This is for free, guys, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so really quickly, what do you guys think about this shit? Ben.
It seems like he's doing all this shit in order to plug his businesses and plug his own shit.
So you see through it?
I see through it all. I see through it all. I feel like everything that he's saying right now is completely disingenuous. And I feel like it's all a press run for his own shit.
It's amazing because he's literally in the fucking White House. You understand, like, that he's in the White House? Like, he's a rapper in the fucking White House. Ricky, what do you think about this shit?
Fuck that nigga. He don't speak for me. He don't speak for black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga's so far gone, dog. Like, this shit is like a clown show. It's a train wreck, actually. It's like I'm watching a train wreck. You know what I'm saying? And it's embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm embarrassed by Kanye West.
That you know his lyrics and that you still
that
enjoy
I know
his music.
Lyrics and that I enjoyed his music. Like, I'm fucking embarrassed.
Because that means I'm stupid. That means I'm dumb as shit because
I
once identified with this nigga.
Yeah, I once identified with it. Like, he was the rapper that that appealed to me. Like, damn, he's not a gangster. He dresses preppy. He's well-spoken. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was, like, somebody I actually related to back then when there was a lot of rappers I didn't relate to. And this now is just like, he was like a hero for us. Like, again, me and Ben started producing because of this nigga. Now you look at this dude and it's like, what the fuck is happening, bro? Like, that hat represents so much. Like, it represents hate, and you're going around telling people that this hat is giving you power. You know what I'm saying? Like, from a man who endorses the KKK and, you know, white supremacy. So this shit is trash, man. Kanye's trash, man. Like, I don't know what else to say about the guy.
Chris, what do you think about this shit?
I see Yeezy MAGA hat coming.
Oh, that's swaggy.
That's what I see. I think he's about to drop a Yeezy MAGA hat.
It's probably gonna happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that could actually happen.
Because, I mean,
and also Yandy's gonna drop
soon.
If he
got the contract to mass produce MAGA hats, that is a lot of motherfucking money.
Yeah. You know, and you know Trump is gonna let him do it because guess what's gonna happen? Dumb little kids are gonna go and buy that shit.
Yep.
Hypebeast is gonna go and buy that shit. That shit.
It's gonna be a thing.
And it's gonna be, you know, it's crazy.
If that happens,
it's crazy.
We're gonna have to put voodoo on this thing, man. We're gonna have to put voodoo on Kanye. And
it's too late. He's beyond voodoo. The devil has him.
Yeah. He's
like. I said something earlier today on Twitter with regards to his whole visit.
Please.
I said it's literally become a brain exercise to try and locate the sense, substance, and good in what comes out of Kanye's mouth today.
Bro, I'm done trying.
Yeah.
I'm not trying anymore. Like, I'm not trying to defend this nigga no more.
I wasn't never trying to defend that nigga. I was trying to see, okay, where is he going with all of this?
I don't know if I could speak for you, but for me, like, listening to Kanye speak today is cringeworthy.
Of course, I was cringing. Like,
it's cringeworthy to hear him talk now.
Even when he had those tweets a while back. Remember when I got into the argument with them with Jeff and Reggie about that shit? It was just like, when he made the slavery remarks, it's like, what the fuck are you doing, right, bro?
Once again, just cringeworthy.
It's cringing. To hear him just talk. Cringe.
But we got to stop thinking that, like, other people have the common sense we have. just because he's so successful.
And we got to stop giving him. We got to stop giving him that pass.
We give him a lot of credit by assuming
Kanye being Kanye. That shit got to stop, man.
It's not even Kanye being Kanye. We just give him a lot of credit.
No, no, I'm not buying. Let me tell you something. This nigga that he's doing right now has been the last 4 years. He's had motherfucking sense all this time. He's had George Bush doesn't like black people sense. Like,
was that sense, though? Think about that, bro. That shit wasn't thought out. It wasn't planned.
He had a look in his eye. I'm just going to say this shit.
Bruh. I'm just saying, like, think about
that. He did that shit in a week.
He did that, and everybody said, wow. Kanye has been thinking about doing something like that for a minute.
He did that shit. Some random shit. He did that shit, and a week later, late registration dropped.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's true.
It's the same thing, bro. Just on the other side, bro.
The first three albums are woke as shit.
Woke as fuck, bro.
He speaks about his mother at the sit-in and having being arrested and all that shit. Like, so, like, there is, like, the nigga has some, I don't want to hear that he doesn't have sense. He's just fucking up.
We need to have Kanye take a trip to Wakanda, make that nigga travel to the astral planes and talk to his mother. Because something's wrong with this nigga, man.
Kanye, you have disappointed.
Yeah. You have to stop. He doesn't write his songs anymore.
Fuck him. Fuck that nigga, man.
Well, shit. Speaking of people who are cringeworthy to hear talk, Cardi B got arrested.
Yeah.
Or she's going to get arrested. One of those shits. Is it when she beat up the strippers?
Yeah. For assault. Yeah.
Great. Fantastic.
She went to jail and she came out and it was like 3,000 cameras waiting for her. Of course. Was like a fucking.
You little bitch, you can't fuck with me. It's you want it though.
You going to do what though? Oh.
She won a fucking AMA award and the Migos won one too. And they were out. So Quavo dropped a fucking mixtape, Booty Juice.
Trash.
Are we ready tonight, Offset, as the King Migo now?
Yeah, Offset is King Migo.
He's King Migo. Yeah, yes,
he's the king.
He's collected nothing but L's within the last. I'm sorry, W's within the last 2 years.
Like fucking, I know Takeoff's gearing up for his fucking.
Yeah, Takeoff is coming out with a project.
And the thing is, unless he has like a fight night on that shit, I don't know. He's good, but.
A lot of diehard Migos fans though are saying they've been saying for a while that he's the best out of the three.
It's not about being a good rapper. Like he's clearly the best rapper, but like as far as personality, as far as swagger, as far as shade room ability,
yeah, he doesn't have that.
He has shade room ability. He has no baller alert ability. What I'm saying to you?
When you think about him, most people know him for the "Yo, I look like I got left bad and bougie." That's what you know him for. And he got left off the bed, their biggest song.
Most of the good Migos verses belong to him. Yep. Like Freak No More. Oh, my God.
You don't want
to
be a freak no more.
Oh, my God.
And his verse on Blue Cheese was nice.
Yeah. He slid on Blue Cheese.
Let me tell you something. When Offset was in jail, he fucking held it the fuck down.
Quavo was biting off of Travis Scott so hard on this new tape.
Oh, my God.
Really
bad. But everybody is.
Yeah, everybody is, but it's just like.
Everybody is.
Dog.
And he even features Travis Scott
on the show.
Well, I mean, he has a mixtape with Travis.
Yeah, that's his boy.
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful.
Kid Cudi had a nice verse on there.
It was.
I liked it.
Cudi's going to put
Drake,
it
in that word. Drake did his thing on there.
Oh, Drake snapped, but it's not good enough for me to play the song twice.
Yeah,
I still don't love it that much.
The song sucks.
How do we feel about Lil Baby and Gunna's tape?
I don't like it. I just like that one song.
Which one?
Drip on me.
Drip too hard?
Drip too hard. Oh, I can't stop listening to it.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop listening to that
drip
song.
Drip too hard. No longer as I get paid.
I'll tell you something, dog. Gunna is growing on me, man.
Where did this little ugly nigga come from?
I don't know.
Is he signed to QC,
Gunna's
too?
Hard, though.
Yeah, he's growing on me, man.
He signed to QC?
Nah,
yes?
He signed to YSL.
He signed to Thugger.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good Thugger. That's a good move, Thugger. That's why he was promoting that mixtape like that. Yeah. Those are his children.
Those are his artists. Yeah. Those are his artists.
Good. So then, but Lil Baby's QC.
Yeah.
QC got a roster.
Can we talk about like fucking P and Coach like in the fucking year that they're having this year?
They didn't they win like
who are these
executive
niggas?
Executive of the year.
Who are these niggas?
What
these,
congratulations these niggas, to them, man.
They're the niggas who have been funding this Atlanta takeover all this time. Mm-hmm. I'm putting it together. They're the trap money behind Young Thug, behind Gucci, behind all those dirty Atlanta niggas who came up and got clean. Uh-huh. The Migos, like, and like now they're reaping the benefits. They signed the City Girls. I believe they managed.
That's quality like, control, right?
Champion yes. move right there.
And like way. They're affiliated with Cardi B just based off of Offset's relationship.
No, she signed with them now.
How? Management?
It's like a semi-management.
Oh my God.
They got her.
And of course, because they make great moves.
Cardi Remember, she sued her management because they were fucking her. And then she went over to QC.
And QC do motherfuckers right. They have Yachty over there.
Yachty's over there. Yeah.
God damn.
They got a roster. I'm telling you, they got a roster. And they nice got, job. What's her name now, baby?
So they could be like
they're building an empire over
they're
there.
A powerhouse over yeah. there.
Collecting W's.
And the thing is, he's
it's
doing,
a modern day new thing.
He's doing yeah. it quietly though.
Yeah,
quiet.
He has a real yeah, like what's Birdman's brother's name? Ronald.
What's his name?
Slim.
Slim.
He has a real slim approach about him. Like there's no Birdman over there. No one's over there. Brrr, in the
yeah.
video, like,
oh, yeah,
everybody's
nah,
real.
You're not getting all yeah. that. Yeah, they're all on the business side. It's beautiful. I like what's going on.
Kudos to them niggas, brother.
Shout out to QC.
New cash money and that shit.
Facts.
That's what they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so gentlemen, let's. Oh no! Wait a minute. Speaking of cash money, ex cash money artist Little Bow Wow Shad Moss allegedly lost his woman to former and current lesbian Young M.A.
Speaking of taking L's, who's taking more L's than Bow Wow, bro? Like, he's literally taking so many fucking L's.
He's the king of L's, man.
I don't know who's taking L's, but his girlfriend isn't taking D. Come
Bow
on.
Hey.
Come on. Come on.
Good one, plus.
Can we please play Bow Wow's music?
Yeah, let's play some Bow Wow.
It's a special track by Bow Wow.
Bow Weezy.
Bow Wow featuring Bow Wow.
Hey.
Hey, loops, bitch. Hey.
So deaf.
All I wanna do is see you bounce with me, bounce with me. And I'm about to hit the floor, bounce with me, bounce. Some bounce, spin it round, but around here, we get it on when you bounce with me, bounce with me. You a clown, bitch. I'm back, bitch. But you gotta wait, bitch, don't hit me.
Fucking bum.
Thank you. I knew one day learning the words to bounce with me would come in handy. I knew I would need it one day. So, Ricky, tell me the details of this story, please.
She left him because he's been having all these random outbursts on Twitter. You know, one day he wants to kill himself. He went off on JD. And so they broke up. And according to one of her friends, since Bow was acting like a little bitch. So her name is Miami. Miami decided to leave him. And now she's with Young Ma.
Son of a bitch, bro. See, like, this is why.
Young Ma's eating that pussy clean, using a vibrator on her. All types of crazy shit.
This is why I have the energy toward lesbians the way I do. Like, if I feel like you're flirting with my woman, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face like a man because your intentions are the same. I don't give a fuck what's in your pants. It's what's in your heart. And I'll punch you in the fucking face. I swear to you, Cheryl. Come to my girl with that bullshit if you want to. And you and your dreads. I mean, the thing, lesbians typically pack pistols. But still, if I can get a fuck, I'm going to stomp you in the fucking face. Don't disrespect me, Cheryl. Queen Latifah, no respect.
Don't touch my woman.
That's all.
That's it.
There are plenty of lesbians out here for you to fucking swindle. Don't take my woman.
Young Ma. What, is it Young Ma or Young M.A.?
Young M.A.
This should be
just wondering, when is she going to release a song that has a fucking hook on it?
That
when?
She's
New
too
York
busy.
New York people don't do hooks. It's an Atlanta thing.
And where's the album? Where's the album?
No one wants it.
Ooh. No, come on. She can spaz. But like, she can.
Well, who cares
She can
today?
Rip a verse.
Who cares today? Can you rip a verse? That's going to be in the club. That's what matters. Like,
because you call her Stephanie.
And I call her Heffany.
Yeah, and the whole crowd, the club still loves that.
Yeah. You call us Ebony. I call her Ebony.
Ooh!
Bitch. She got a lot of pussy, though. All
right. Let's get into some gangster shit. So, speaking of being gay, right? Ricky is calling another man handsome gay.
Nah, I call Ben handsome all the time.
Because he's your best friend. Would you call a random guy handsome? If he was handsome?
No.
Why not?
Because
it's gay. Come on, just...
I don't want to say it's gay.
Well, then why won't you do it?
It's because I just don't... If I see a dude... it might be like if we're out and my sister, he's cute or something. I'm like, yeah, he's an attractive man. He's not ugly. That's as far as that goes. But I won't just randomly like, oh my god, boys, fellas, look at this guy. He is so handsome.
So then, wait,
wow.
That's actually my next question. So then, how do you?
Throwback. Oh shit.
So my question is, how do you compliment other men? Like, is it a thing that you do it? And when you do, how do you do it?
When I compliment the man, I'm like, hey, I see you, dog. I see you.
Or the most famous compliment to another man is that you got all the hoes. I'm trying to. Or I'm trying to be like you.
Trying to be like you, dog. Trying to be like you, dog.
That's the biggest compliment. That's the most.
Hey, I'm trying to be like you.
I'm trying to be like you, cuz.
Chris, is calling another man handsome gay?
I'm not going to do it.
That's not what I asked you, my nigga. Is it gay?
I don't know.
Like, if I said you were a handsome man, do you think that's gay?
I wouldn't think that's gay of you. I think you have sense. I think I am handsome.
So,
but you got some cojones for saying that to me.
You gotta be a real confident man to call somebody else handsome.
I don't want to be that confident.
So, how do you compliment other men?
What are you talking about? Like,
okay, like, let's say if I walked in one day and I just looked great, like I was fucking like today was just one of those days where I was nigga.
That's different. I'm cool with you, bro. I'm cool enough with you to say, plus, man, what's going on? You having a good day today, huh? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool with you to say something like that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not gonna say you look great. You say you must be having a great day.
You're glowing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna say that.
You beast.
You feel me? But
you look uncomfortable, Chris.
He's a Rasta. He don't fuck around with that shit.
I don't know how you compliment a dude, bro. That's
I just
because the thing is like
that. I mean, a stranger. Like I say, we're cool. I can compliment my friends and feel comfortable.
I'm saying it's much easier.
A stranger is like,
because like women compliment random women all the time, and it's
sometimes,
nothing.
Bro. Sometimes no, that should be no.
Shade. You know, it be shade sometimes, but sometimes two women walk by each other out of nowhere. Yes, bitch, come on, legs. And out of nowhere, they feel each other. They just compliments.
Yeah. Gays, too.
The gays. Yeah. So it is gay. Is that what you're saying? If only women and the gays do it, then it's telling another nigga to look great gay.
No, I'm saying a gay nigga was do that to a girl because they feel like they're a girl.
Yes. Ben, is calling another man handsome gay?
I'm taking the same stance as Chris. I mean, it's not gay if I say that, plus you're handsome. I mean, especially, if you well-shaven one day, you know, you're fresh to death that on that particular day. I'm going to be like, man, you looking good out here, bro. Like, you handsome out here, bro. Thank you. But a random dude? Like, you liable to, you're putting yourself at risk to get fucking get punched in your shit, bro.
Fuck you mean I'm a handsome fuck nigga?
You putting yourself at risk at that point.
What you mean I'm beautiful? I just know that anytime I told a dude, hey, man, I'm just trying to be like you, I'm never trying to be like that guy.
No.
So you're paying him a compliment.
Yeah. It's like,
Because, like, I've always had the rule that, like, I compliment the thing and not the guy.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you got a great haircut, I'm going to say, hey, that tape, my nigga, that shit sharp. Like, if your outfit is great, I'm going to say, hey, my nigga, that shirt, those shoes, that pants, shit great. I just can't say your teeth look great. I love your smile. Yeah.
It's all in the package. I can't go that far. You can't say it like
right. that. You compliment the thing.
Yeah dog. You got delivery. A nice crease, dog. I like your crease, dog.
That haircut, great, my nigga. Who did that? Your barber?
Man, listen, man. I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. Your dimples, beautiful.
that's over the line.
Yeah.
I think that's the point where
is that gay?
I'm going to be a man and just say, yeah, if you're talking about my dimples, I think it's pretty gay.
It's a stranger, though. Like, that's the thing. Like.
Because what's the difference?
Is it gay? Because when we, I was
as long as he's not always, like, every time we see, like, damn, man, I can't get over your dimples.
Yeah.
Okay, so compliment my shit one time.
Yeah, he could be like, yo, damn, plus I knew you had dimples, bro.
And then, after that, that's it for dimples, bro.
No.
2 weeks later. Damn, bro. Whenever you laugh, I just see them dimples.
Ask him what the problem is.
Bro, talk to me straight, dog. What's up? What's going on, bro?
What's good?
I mean, you could be gay, but be straight with me.
Is it gay that when I used to live with Ben, I used to wait for him to fall asleep and go in his room and kiss him on the forehead?
No, you just love him. That's different. That's love.
Didn't I catch you one time?
Real good.
I caught you one time.
On my way out.
You're serious?
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny.
I used to kiss him.
It was a fucking experience living with this guy.
So wait, you caught him one time?
Yeah, and I tried to choke the life out of him. Literally, I literally tried to choke him.
You know what? The thing about Ricky is, I feel like he's not doing it because he loves you. It's just the ultimate troll. The ultimate troll is kissing you when you can't fight back. He's such a son of a bitch. It's nothing to do with love.
I'm doing it to fuck with him.
You know, he's like, no matter how bad you get, hey nigga, I kissed you last night. And there's nothing you can do about it. You're such a son of a bitch.
Nigga, Desert, dog.
Oh, shit. Alright, so. Speaking of gay shit, I want to talk about.
Hold on, before we get into that, notice how Jazzy's not here today, and the room's empty.
Empty, not a fucking nigga soul in sight.
Not a nigger in sight.
All right, so I want to describe. Well, there's a concept of toxic masculinity, and I want to ask, can femininity be toxic as well?
Can you explain both?
No, wait. Okay. So before I do that, I want to explain what toxic masculinity is, and I just want to see, can some of the same things apply to women?
Okay.
So it says here, toxic masculinity is described as a repressive type of ideology about the male gender role that defines masculinity as an exaggerated masculine trait, such as being violent, unemotional, sexually aggressive, and so forth. It also suggests that men who act too emotional or maybe aren't violent enough don't do all of the things that real men do, thus them having their man card to be taken away. Many people who confuse the difference between masculinity and toxic masculinity. However, one can be masculine without having toxic masculinity. Some of the beliefs of toxic masculinity is that interactions between men and women always has to be competitive and not cooperative. Men can never really understand women, and that men and women can never be just friends. That real men need to be strong, and that showing emotion is a sign of weakness, unless it's anger, and that it's okay. And that the idea that men can never be victims of abuse, talking about it is shameful. And that real men always want sex, and that are ready for it at any time.
Hmm.
Okay. So I guess the idea is just like being stuck in a regressive way of thinking. Just like being a man to the point where it's detrimental and hurtful to those around you. So I guess what I understand, can femininity be toxic as well by that definition? Let's go Chris first. His face is like, the fuck, why me, teacher?
I was trying to look away, so he didn't call my name.
Because you were the only one who didn't look worried. You look so confident.
I mean, to be honest with you, bro, I just think it's all toxic behavior, period. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody is like overbearing, you know what I'm saying? They're always trying to push a certain agenda or a certain perspective. It can get too much. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you don't have that ability to kind of, I don't really want to say fluid, because fluid is like a modern term that they use. And like,
Right. Fluid means shit. Something.
Yeah. So, but just the ability to kind of be understanding, in a sense, you know what I'm saying, of, all right, just because I'm sitting on the train and I have enough space, I should be able to spread my legs. Somebody comes sit next to me, common sense says, all right, give up a little bit of space.
So then, right,
human decency.
That line of toxic masculinity comes where, I can't close my legs, bitch, I got nuts. You understand? Yeah. But like you're saying, so then,
I can't cross my legs, don't OD,
but
I'm going to, human decency, I'm going to have a space and I'm going to give you a space. If there is not enough space for me to have space and you to have space, clearly whoever was there second is the one that fucked it up.
So then your stance is, I guess, yes, that there are toxic behaviors on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's even, I wouldn't say more common now, but yeah, it's more evident.
I don't even really understand the concept, to be honest with you.
What do you mean? Like, you don't understand the concept of toxic masculinity?
Because you're not an idiot. You don't do toxic masculinity shit.
How about we replace the phrase toxic masculinity with hyper masculinity? Because they're one and the same to me. Because
what is that? Sure.
Give me an example of hyper-masculinity behavior.
It's like you always feeling like you need to prove that you're a man.
You know the niggas who say, I'm not going to wash my asshole because playing with my butthole is
gay. Okay, that nigga.
That nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
That nigga's trash.
The nigga who's a man to death. Nothing to do with
masculinity, bro.
But that's not a man to death. That's a dumbass to death.
But the thing is, sometimes toxic masculinity ventures into the realm of just being some
dumb shit. Has nothing to do with masculinity.
Shit.
Yeah. Stupid. It,
like macho shit.
Yeah, macho shit. That's stupid.
So, right. Toxic masculinity is a fucking macho man.
Yeah, I.G. Savage. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. It's that nigga.
Okay. So, for femininity.
So, I guess I'm trying to think. For me, like, the feminine equality of that would probably be what? Just like Susie Homemaker, who still wants you to pay all the bills?
Nah.
So, what would the female equivalent of that be?
And what? Yeah, I think that
talking, you said toxic. Like, I don't see how.
Well, because the thing is, it still like has to be stuck. It has to be grounded and regressive.
She has to be incapable of bringing in any income whatsoever.
Because she feels like she doesn't have to.
Yeah, she doesn't have
to.
No, not
to say she feels like she doesn't have to, but even if she wanted to, she just doesn't know how. Because even if at some point in time, even when somebody is like against it, it's gonna be like your back's against the wall, then you have to.
Right, but even if she couldn't,
physically incapable,
and maybe never,
that would be toxic.
Maybe never learning how to, because I shouldn't have to.
But then, if y'all are together, that's when you come in and you gotta kind of show her something. Like,
so then I mean, but we're still saying that it can be toxic as shit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to see what another example for a woman being.
Have you ever dealt with a woman you felt had like a
toxic feminine traits?
Yeah.
The feminist women, or are they all?
Is that so? They were. I'm trying to figure out, like, are feminist women examples of toxic femininity?
It depends.
Because most of the feminist ideas are progressive and not regressive, which is why I can't, by this definition, I can't say that.
I don't think all of them are. I think you have a few bad apples in a bunch, but I don't think every last woman that
a lot of them, a lot of them are annoying as fuck.
Tread lightly.
Yeah, I just kind of started my Twitter. Don't do that to me.
No, yeah, I just, with regards to the whole subject, though, I just feel like a lot of it has to do with we're talking at each other, and we just need to have, like, conversations. Like, we could repair the entire, like, we could repair the entire, I guess, conflict if we all just take a moment and just actually sit down and talk to one another.
You know who said that? Kanye.
What? Are you serious?
I swear to you. He said, if we all just hang out and talk and explore the other side, we can all solve all this. He said that shit.
But no, but that's a good thing to say. It might not have been for him to, you know, make sense in his case, but yeah.
Because one feminist, I guess, one feminist woman might look at Plus and say that, oh, he's hyper-masculine. I guess the remedy to that would be to sit down with Plus and try to find out why he feels like he needs to constantly prove that he's masculine and that he's a man.
Okay, so let me do what I consider to be a hyper-masculinity test. Ricky, how do you eat your banana?
I peel the banana and I eat it.
So you eat it like a dick. You don't break it up or nothing.
I eat it like a banana.
You deep throat it, yes?
I eat it like a banana. Okay.
Chris, you're a vegan. I assume potassium is life for you people. So how do you eat your banana, Chris?
I blend them. I don't eat
them. You guys are clowns.
This is so dumb.
That's so stupid.
When I got the question ready today, I giggled. I was like, I'm so excited to ask this. Ben, how do you eat your banana?
I break that shit down the middle. I break it down the middle, and I continue to break it off in pieces, and I eat it in pieces.
Like toxic masculinity.
Like a gangster. Now, Ben, I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I just feel like I look like a jackass sticking the whole shit into my mouth, man.
Do you guys eat lollipops?
Yeah. I have children, yes, so yes.
Do you guys do popsicles?
What's yeah, a popsicle? I bite those too.
You bite them?
Yeah, like what's I bite them. I don't sit there and just lick and suck. No, I bite the popsicles.
Popsicles like the long icy.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
I suck them shits, man. I suck them.
Put my shit in a cup.
Like a little kid. They're fucking popsicles. So, I can't eat popsicles now?
Chris and Ben are saying that no matter what, I'm not eating a dick-shaped food in dick form. You're not listening
phallic
to them.
I'm not. No, it's you phallic guys.
You're not listening to this boy.
That's toxic masculinity.
He blends his bananas it's and phallic, eats frozen
bro
cups.
All I'm saying is
phallic. It's phallic as fuck, man.
That's crazy.
I'm a banana breaker, too. I want slices. I eat my bananas in cereal only.
Like other I was, that, we had this conversation at work today, and I told them, they asked me that question. I said, listen, I eat my banana like a regular motherfucker. Two nice bites, that banana's gone.
You're deep throwing the shit. But see, why are you such in a rush to finish? Because is it because you don't want to be sitting there with the dick-shaped food?
No,
because
I have a large mouth and I'm
fuck
greedy.
You. No. Nobody wants to eat a banana in two bites. You're rushing. You probably hold it down, I'll put it back down, and open throw the shit away because you don't want nobody to see you.
I peel the banana, I bite, and I hold it in my hand, and I'm chewing, and then I bite again, and then I... No, it's over.
Now, white people, you have an excuse to call Ricky a monkey just because he eats bananas. There's nothing racial about it. But call him a monkey.
What size bananas do you eat?
I think that's what it is for me.
You got the clown.
I don't want to look like a monkey.
Ben?
I think that's what it is.
Ben dressed up as a monkey 2 Halloweens ago.
I remember.
I have a picture. Yeah. I'm going to upload it online.
A very big monkey.
I was so fucking mad. That me and Ben work around white people. Ben came in front of all these Jews and dressed
a
as a
ass,
fucking
a
monkey.
Big fucking monkey.
I was so fucking mad. Ben, why would you do this? He was on sale. Fuck that. How about is your self-respect on sale, Ben?
Was he shucking and jiving in his monkey suit?
He was, because the thing is, when you dress for Halloween, you have to be in character. He was monkeying around.
He was
monkeying around
lying
the building.
Monkeying around.
Rubbish and poppycock, though. All of it.
Balderdash.
Balderdash. Fucking propaganda is what you're doing.
Fucking monkeying around. Oh, my God. I can't believe that you... So then, popsicles, no. So lollipops, yeah. Do you bite your lollipop off rip? I don't want to let this go.
Lollipops.
So how do you eat your lollipops?
I don't walk around with a stick in my mouth.
You guys are jokes. That's the best break part. Stick it's off. Fun.
Are y'all hot sausage people?
No. Yeah, oh, I fucking love a good hot sausage.
What?
How do you eat a hot sausage? Eat that
shit? Bro, you know you like
ate the whole fucking jar.
Oh, God.
And listen, and every time he used to buy them shits at the checkout line in Walmart, I used to look at him as if he's setting the culture back 100 years every time. Dog.
You, you didn't grow up anywhere near Liberty City. Why do you enjoy them shits?
Man, why are you eating this shit?
It's delicious, motherfucker.
That's the type of shit that happens when you move to like a good neighborhood and you want to do something to feel attached.
To counteract ratchet shit. All Broward niggas got a bottle of pickle legs in their house.
Maya looks at me in disgust when I eat that shit.
It's nasty, fucking disgusting. Dog.
He's ashamed.
It's fucking disgusting.
That shit is red.
You know what that shit is made of, man?
Pig intestines.
All type of shit.
Speaking of meat
parts, period,
and disgusting looking meat.
Pause.
How do we feel about pussy pics? Random pussy pics.
I feel like we had this discussion before.
Nigga, somebody really asked this question.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, this is user submitted here.
So it's ask a real nigga?
No. It's just user submitted.
Oh, user submitted. I don't care for pussy pics.
So random or not, you don't care for them?
Yeah.
Why is that?
One, I have a girlfriend.
So what if she sends them to you, son of a bitch?
She won't, because she knows I don't want them.
So you don't fuck with them at all?
No, I don't want pussy pics.
Is there a kind of nude that you do fuck with?
Yeah, the butt, you know, nice butt, what nice kind of silhouette. Nude
do you prefer? A silhouette?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gay. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah, sexy.
So like all blacks with like the nipples like detailed outlined?
No. Don't fucking like... I want you. If it's a nude, make it a nude. Don't fucking.
You're saying silhouette. A silhouette's a shape.
But yeah, that's before you get the actual nude. Like it's leading up to the nude.
You want? Oh, so you want like a nude?
I want a show.
You want
this guy? Tease me.
I don't want to sound sleazy, but tease me.
Exactly.
I don't want it if it's that easy.
Exactly.
Yes. Tupac Shakur. Ben, how do you feel about twat pics? Clit pics.
Box pics.
Box pics.
I don't really require them, or I don't really look forward to them. I'd rather you send me a picture of, I don't know, like a mirror pic of like your bank account is what you said.
Yeah.
No, but of like your lower half, like your booty. Like I would rather see something like that, or like I don't know, like your top half. Like I don't think.
Say titties, Ben. God, your top half. Say titties.
I don't want to say.
Which was your elbows?
Her
shoulders. You see her back.
That's your lane. That's your lane. You take the.
But you want to see her shoulders?
No, I don't.
Elbows.
I don't want to see the elbows.
Her back.
No.
You want to see her clavicle?
No,
them titties, man.
But the conversation implies that we're talking about nude photos.
Your top
right?
half, your northern region, if you will.
All right, the breasticles.
Breasticles. I enjoy a good twat pic, bro. And if the manicure,
why? Just of it like itself, or like I mean, her playing with it.
Oh my god! If I can get a video with like a good manicure. It's fucking amazing. Oh my, Christopher Reeves. Do you? He was looking like, is that me? Yes, you're Christopher Reeves. Back when you were in the game, did you? I know they still. You guys had sidekicks and shit. So, did you get any pussy pics on your sidekick?
No, bro. I'm not really into nudes like that.
Why is that?
I don't know. They just don't do nothing for me.
So, like, are you a porno person?
No.
So you don't do porno either?
Not heavily.
So visual stimuli isn't your thing?
Not in that sense. Like, if it's in front of me, yeah. But, like, sending me pictures and you're not on your way, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
Yeah, so you shit in vain.
Yeah. For what?
Twat for what? Only
I'm married, so
you had to slip that in.
I don't do those things. Nah, so.
I fucking bet. Fuck you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into our this or that section here.
Okay.
Who has the better post stripper career, Amber or Blac Chyna? Ben.
I say Blac Chyna.
Over Amber Rose.
I say Blac Chyna only because she secured like a lifelong bag pretty much of to the tune of like 18 years from Kardashian.
18 years?
Shit, that's security, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I feel like she took a big ass W.
Kat wants. Do you think she's getting
a reality show out of it too?
But do you think she's getting more child support money than Amber is?
No.
More?
I don't think it's more. You understand? Like, they both secured a bag in that sense.
Yeah, they did.
So, like, I don't know if that can be what makes Amber, I mean, what makes Chyna, like, over. Because Bash is just as much of a bag as Dream is.
I mean, but if we're going to try and argue for Amber, what can we say? Like, she has a slut walk. She dated 21 Savage. She ran through 2 niggas in 3 months. Like, well, what do we say in her defense?
So her body list is a lot more impressive than fucking Kanye. I mean, than Chyna's. Kanye. Jesus.
Yeah, it is. But, like, I don't, in terms of, I'm thinking in terms of success, like, in actually, like.
So then you think that a Kardashian is better than anything Amber's achieved?
Yes. Because that fucking family is royalty, and they are money.
And she infiltrated that shit.
She infiltrated it successfully, and she came out of it with a bag that she's at least going to collect on for at least 18 years. And she got a reality TV show out of it. I feel like she had the better post-stripper career.
The way she did it through Tiger was masterful.
It was, and that's not even, we didn't even count Tiger. So she got 2 checks that's coming in.
No, she's double checked. That money's going to her account. Fuck you, Joe Budden. He's ruined that song for
He's
me, bro.
He's ruined it.
Hey, whenever I hear it, I hear him.
Ricky, are you high? Did you catch contact?
I've been blowing in his face this whole time. It was an experiment.
What's wrong with you, man? You're like here, but not here.
I'm sleepy, nigga.
Fuck you, bitch.
Hashtag free Ricky.
Hashtag free Ricky.
Yeah, man. Free my nigga. Free the goat.
He's depressed because of the
gang, gang. Tickets.
You feel me? Free the goat.
Better post stripper career.
Cardi. Will you stop, you idiot?
Cardi B has the best post-stripper career of all time.
Yeah. It used to be Trina. Now it's Cardi.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, the baddest bitch. How did I put you in this question?
Yeah, you put trash in the for the.
Everybody gets the list. Suck my dick.
Yeah. But I'll answer your question out of the two, but I'm not sucking your dick.
No, you should.
Tastes like peanuts. Pause. I'm gonna go with Amber.
No, but fuck it, it's Cardi. I can't even talk about Amber anymore.
Okay.
It's definitely fucking Cardi.
Thank you.
Who's the more iconic TV character? Urkel or all of Martin's characters?
I'm biased, so I'm gonna go Martin.
Urkel.
It's Urkel, right guys?
I gotta go Martin.
Is there a more iconic TV character, a bigger character than Urkel?
I say
you're
Urkel
right.
Because
right.
Jaleel White couldn't
time.
Play anything else.
Poor guy. No, but
you'll be surprised how many
problem.
People know Shanae.
Yeah.
Shanae was a phenomenon. Like, white people were introduced to ghetto like behavior because of Shanae.
That's their go to black name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
It's still not Urkel.
It's still not Urkel.
Shanae is not bigger than Martin.
It's not.
So
Urkel is bigger than Jaleel White.
What's bigger than Urkel then?
Michelle Tanner.
I thought about her, but I can't put her over Urkel.
Michelle was huge, bro.
Fuck. So the Olsen twins?
The Olsen twins were huge, bro.
Olsen twins,
would
say.
Urkel.
They were a fucking factory still, outside of Full House.
But that's what I'm saying.
No, but I'm specifically talking about
TV characters.
So we were talking about Michelle. and Michelle over Urkel.
Michelle's not over Urkel.
I don't know.
Did I do that? Like, that was huge. Like,
that's rude. No, that's Stephanie.
Yeah. How rude.
You got it, dude, was Michelle.
Yeah, yeah.
Cowabunga. She used to say that shit, too.
Yeah, she did.
Little fucker.
I feel like it's the drugs, but I feel like there should be somebody more iconic than Urkel, and I'm not seeing it.
It's not.
Jet Jackson.
Fuck, what the fuck?
Rest in peace.
He did do that shit.
Yeah.
He did it.
That's a good question. No, but it has to be Urkel.
Urkel is the greatest.
No, it is Urkel.
Yeah, it's Urkel.
Because so he's the most iconic TV character ever.
It's not very many people acted and played a character and then couldn't play another character on anything.
Gary Coleman couldn't play shit else.
Gary Coleman.
He couldn't play another motherfucking thing else.
But I mean, he was Gary Arnold. Coleman. It's because he's a fucking ugly midget. I mean,
he there's
so much.
Gary Coleman.
There's so much you could do.
The fuck you talking about? There are ugly Rest midget in peace, roles. Gary what Coleman. Else did JJ do?
He was pretty iconic too.
But he wasn't Urkel.
Dynamite.
Dynamite wasn't Urkel. But like, JJ couldn't do shit else.
I didn't find out about JJ till I was like 13, 14.
Because of the reruns on UPN.
Yeah.
You had no cable like me. No. Brother.
Brothers in destruction.
Brother.
Brother of destruction, for sure.
Fuck.
Yeah, so. It has to be
Urkel wins this one. Urkel wins this one furious. Because I can't think of another character that would be bigger. And I hope I'm not being biased because Urkel is a black man. But
remember when, Martin's black.
Yeah.
Remember when Carl used to say, "Why, you little..." No, that was Homer.
Homer Simpson. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
This is Homer Simpson.
Is Homer Simpson? Is Bart Simpson Bart. More iconic than Urkel?
Yes.
I was going to say somebody from The Simpsons only because I didn't say it only because they're cartoons.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm talking about iconic characters.
Bart is
iconic Bart. TV characters.
All right.
Bart. You can argue Bart. You can argue Woody Woodpecker.
No. Yes. I don't know if we can count Woody Woodpecker.
My son knows who Bart is.
Well, you don't feel like a person.
Homer Simpson, Barney.
So.
Big Bird. Big Bird wins.
Over Urkel.
Everyone knows who Big Bird is.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
No matter where you're from.
Also, everyone knows who Homer Simpson is. Only because Matt Groening, like. That show is still running today.
My mother
is still in syndication today with new episodes today.
But your mom knows Big Bird.
Oh, of course. She gave me Big Bird.
Niggas in Haiti know Big Bird.
Yes.
Niggas in Haiti don't know Bart Simpson. Bart Simpson. Keep Bart Simpson, sir. What's about Simpson?
I'm trying to think of what's Big Bird and Creole. All I can think about is Gwopul. I don't know what the word for bird is in Creole. I'm very ashamed of that.
Zwazo.
Gwo Zwazo. Little nigga. Zoman Ben with the 3-point Creole word.
I mean, his Creole has to be on point because he has a wife in Haiti.
Esau. That's what that is.
What?
All right, so at this point we are gearing up toward the end. We have 2 Ask a Real Nigga questions this week,
and we have sponsors.
Yeah, whose job is that, bitch?
All right, first sponsor that we have. We are currently recording at the Vegan Trap Lord's man cave, the Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Come to Vegetarian Delight. Come get the best vegan food in all of South Florida.
Wake the fuck up, Ricky.
Nigga, I'm up, nigga.
Wake the fuck up.
6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. Phone number is 954-241-7402. Fuck you. Come get the best vegan food in all of South Florida. Again, 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Ask for Chris and ask him for that vegan grill. Chris, when are you going to have that again? People keep asking.
I do it every Friday. So.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Grill Fridays on you bitches.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, somebody DM'd us and said that we should make Tasty Blacks a sponsor.
I saw that shit. I saw that.
It was Bree. Bree said that shit.
Yeah, Bree. Yeah. That's funny as fuck. Oh, my God.
I laugh from the depths of my soul.
We need to get the algorithms on that.
For real.
When we started talking about
Tasty Blacks, see, they got some spikes.
Yeah.
It is the best porno site on the internet.
It is.
Tastyblacks.com. Go to the homeless section.
Remember, and be wild. Remember 2 weeks ago we were recording at the Amos crib and we saw Ben on porn while we were fucking recording?
Could you believe that is a lie. This is why somebody needs to be seated next to him.
That is a lie.
He's probably has porno that on the screen right now.
Absolute.
You know, Ben has two laptops. We never know what's going on. It could just be porno while we're recording.
Lies. Lies. I'm just going to continue to say the word lies as you speak. Lies.
Propaganda.
Lies.
And then he
lies.
Said it was on the Explore lies. Page.
Lies.
Like porn.
Lies.
If porno lies. Is on your Explore lies. Page, then you lies. Have a problem.
Lies. Lies. Lies.
You have a problem.
Lies. Lies.
That's not a lie. Lies. It's the truth.
That nigga lies. Said that was my Explore lies. Page. Lies. And pussy was popping on the lies. Page.
Lies. Lies.
It happens.
Bill, what's your porn? for our second sponsor, for all you bald headed,
I mean, scallywag,
ain't got no bear.
Heaven Sent Hair. Heaven Sent Hair offers 100% virgin hair, 8A, 9A hair, full lace wigs. They offer florals and closures. They also offer bundles. All hair is in stock, and all sales are final. Please call 1-833-5-HEAVEN. Make sure you holla at Lena and holla at Jen. Again, the number is 1-833-5-HEAVEN. Holla at them. Bundles, closures, all of that good stuff.
Do you know, since I learned about closures, when I'm like watching TV, I'm looking at like how their wigs begin, how their hair begins, and some of that shit is terrible.
Ever since you told us about the part thing, how they like spray paint
you
it.
You see the makeup?
I mean, put the makeup on
you,
it?
You, the makeup on their fucking heads?
I see it every day.
You see it?
It's crazy.
You see the little fucking dots from the wig?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, they don't put maximum effort because they figure they can slap it on, niggas not gonna know.
They're not looking.
No, bitch.
We know.
We looking now.
The jig's up. And also, guys, after you're done getting your vegan grill and after you're done getting your Heaven Sent Hair, make sure you go over to Jazzy Bell Boutique.
Jazzy, Lulu.
Lulu. Va-va.
Lulu.
Oh, va-va. Make sure you guys go and get your clothes from Shop Jazzy. Her Instagram is Shop Jazzy Bell. Twitter is Shop Jazzy Bell. Get you a nice little outfit. She'll take care of you. The website is www.shopjazzybell.com/collections/apparel.
Shop Jazzy.
She offers the best women Shop clothing bitch. In the city.
Shop Jazzy.
Hey, don't bitch. Be bossy.
Shop Jazzy.
Be the boss. Hey,
bitch, hey. Don't back me. Hey,
hey.
Shop Jazzy.
Hey,
hey. Bitch, hey. Don't ask me. Hey, bitch. Shop Jazzy.
She's take so snazzy.
Shut up.
Y'all remember when Ricky recorded the Memorial Day sponsor ads?
Bus
and I had you listen to it. You were like, Ricky, that shit was fucking awful. You need to wake up, man.
We're not real friends if we don't tell the truth. Ricky was like, please come to the vegan trap house. Here you can get this. We're like, what the fuck?
Bro, I'm tired,
this?
Man.
You got to wake up, man.
I'm tired as fuck. I had 3 hours of sleep. Had to go to work. Had to go to the ER for Aria.
Why did you have... You had three... You know what? Everything that happens is because of you. So I'm so happy.
How's it because of me?
Yesterday, we recorded so late because of who? You! Ricky. And today, we recorded so late because of you!
Fuck y'all niggas.
You!
You! So Ben, whenever you can.
Hey. Little bitch. Little bitch.
Oh, real.
Little bitch.
Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide.
Nigga.
Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride.
Nigga.
Mask. Oh, real.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga. Nigga.
You want a real
nigga.
Ask a real
nigga.
Black as fuck.
Nigga.
Like a gun.
Nigga.
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 Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Bitch, you big, I'm
nigga.
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 Fun to hit a nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga. And I'm rough like Brilla. 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 Trying to make some Skrilla. Nigga.
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 Before Ricky answer any questions.
Nigga.
We're going to take a shot at Tiger Bone because I don't like his attitude.
You see what you did?
Fuck.
You see what you did?
Nigga.
Yeah.
See what you did?
Fuck.
Now we're on punishment. Now you see what you did?
Nigga.
Tighten up. I'm doing this for the people. if you took your time to message us a real nigga question, I want Ricky to answer it.
What if Vince say, man? I'm so happy.
Did we finish that whole bottle?
Yep.
Fuck, man.
Oh, fuck me.
I mean, us and customers. I have customers that come
you
in.
You abuse them, too? That's not nice.
Yeah. I mean, because if somebody comes in here and they ask for one, I have a ritual thing that I start, kind of got from Nori. Anybody in here, everybody has to take a shot, so.
So motherfuckers come in here and request that devilish shit?
They're crazy. They don't better. They just ask about it, and I'm like, well, if you ask about it, you got to take a shot.
Freaking Jazzy's talking about, oh, that was it? I was like.
I was so disrespected.
I was like, wait, what?
So disrespected.
Bunch of lightweights.
Fucking hate this shit.
Yeah, because the people deserve better.
Why you give me the big shot? You gave Ben the small one.
Why are you giving me the big one? You gave me the small one.
You from New York now, big shot?
Fuck you.
You the big
shot.
You
in the big apple, you get the big shot.
You know what I'm saying?
3-2.
I hope y'all hit every bit of it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. That'll teach you.
Okay.
Bitch, let's record a whole nother episode now.
Yeah. Okay.
Gosh.
Excuse me.
Why into the mic?
I don't know. Because
he's disrespectful.
Burps into the mic.
Everybody goes like this.
He fixes his mouth to burp into the mic. Oh, man,
everybody goes like this. And he goes like that. Man, it's on me. Howdy on, Nick.
My chest hurts so bad.
I guess I'll just fix myself.
It's a team effort, that's why.
This question comes from Fashionista_X. She wants to know, what's your standpoint on women who have cheated before? Do you feel that they may be lacking something from their partner?
They're evil little bitches.
You think that women who cheat are evil little bitches?
Evil little bitches.
Why?
Because only an evil little bitch would cheat.
I mean, I don't know. That's if you guys harsh. Remember what I said last time when we kind of touched this topic. Men cheat for a completely different set of reasons. Women cheat with, like, the absolute intent. And it's emotional.
Well thought out.
It's well
emotional.
Thought out, and they do it for our reasons are very, very simple.
If a woman cheats on you, man, my theory is this: a man can cheat on you and not be done with you. If a woman cheats on you, she's done with
she's
you.
She's done. Yeah. Done it all.
Because the only way to get over a man is to get under a man.
Oh, that's a dagger in my heart.
Dagger.
Because once she start fucking that new
she dick, start fucking that new nigga, that new dick, it's over for you.
Start posting those happy pictures.
Oh, it's over.
That oh, boy.
She start wearing that heaven sent hair, wearing that jazzy bag.
Start eating.
It's over.
Start eating vegan.
She switched to vegan.
You lost her, nigga.
It's over. It's over.
You lost her.
So then, would you niggas date a woman that has confessed to you that she's cheated on somebody before, Ben?
Yes, because
I have before. I have. I've dated a woman who admitted to me that she cheated on her previous boyfriend. At that point, you need to have a conversation. You need to understand, like, what were the circumstances. You know, once she conveys that information, you have a conversation. You find out what the circumstances are, and you just got to believe that people can grow and learn from situations. So.
For me, if she cheated before, I don't give a fuck. I don't care why or if she did. Just don't do it to me. Don't fucking do it.
I don't care about them other girls. Mm-hmm. Just be good to me. Mm-hmm. Hey, shimmy, bitch. Mm-hmm. Shimmy, bitch. Mm-hmm. Hey, shimmy, bitch. Mm-hmm.
Kill him with the show.
Hey, kill him with the show. Hey.
Plus is literally doing the dance right now.
Yeah. I gotta see this shit.
Fucking Tiger Bone, open me up. What? Open. Oh, you niggas.
I'm ready to go on tour.
Hey. So then, no one has a problem taking back a cheating woman.
I'm not taking her back.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's my question. Dating a woman who is cheated.
Oh, if she's cheated before, yeah, that's your past. I mean, okay, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Just don't do it to me now. Yeah.
I'm being completely honest with you guys. I don't know where I put the second question.
This guy.
Therefore?
That's... That.
Therefore, we have reached the very end of this episode.
Plus has misplaced the rest.
Oh my God.
I don't know where I have put it.
You don't know where you placed it? That's fucking funny, dog. That
I know when I fuck up. I know when I fuck up. So, in the spirit of a good time, Chris, any final thoughts for the people?
Final thoughts. Follow Delight Juice Bar on Instagram if you're not already.
And you on Twitter too, my nigga?
Oh, nah. Personally, I'm on Twitter, yeah.
That's none of y'all business?
Nah, I mean, people can follow me on Twitter. Just don't harass me, bro, because I'm going to be on there like that.
He's a good Twitter follower, man.
And I'm not going to, like, respond for, like, a week.
So you like Ben and text messages.
Nice.
Ooh.
Well done, Ricky. Well done. That's a great one.
Way to go.
I just want to put it on record right now that me and Whiskey Chick have reached a reconciliation.
Where's the receipts?
She had the audacity to tell me that, oh, it was just a general question. Take the fuck out of here, man.
Here's what's crazy. He still has not jumped in our group chat all day today, but he is reconciled with Ricky. I mean, with Whiskey, because he fucking hates us. Wow,
that is so true.
You see, he's not changed our group chat culture.
But listen, you know what's funny? When we were talking early in the group chat, and we're like, Ben, and he was like, Ben, answer. I called him. He said, oh, yeah, I saw the messages. I was just waiting for you guys to...
Son of a bitch.
I should have went off on him right there.
Look, what you guys don't understand, and for the people listening out there, don't say all after I say this, because I don't condone that shit. My thoughts, my input are never acknowledged or addressed. Never. Okay, so I don't say shit. Why? Why?
Why should I? True.
Why should I?
It's not true at
Why?
All.
Why?
That's not true. That's
I'm
not
talking true. To a fucking wall
I
with these niggas.
Tell you that's not true. That's at all. Not
every time. True. Every time.
All ben, of our thoughts are taken
I'm
into
the audio engineer in the group chat, okay?
Ben Hive.
I don't need to talk.
Ben Hive.
That's not true.
I don't need to talk.
Ben Hive, this is a vegan trap lord speaking to you.
I don't need to talk.
I need
it's
you
fine.
To jump in plus in Ricky's DMs and their mentions and their comments and all that shit.
Come on.
And harass them.
Don't send the hype to me, please.
And make them let
all
Ben
fucking
speak.
Day they fucking tweeting bullshit, and they end the tweet with Ben Hive.
Make Ben
all
speak.
Fucking
stop,
day,
please. The Ben Hive, whoever you guys are, whoever the members are, stop.
No, you can't control the Hive. They're already buzzing.
Why did you pick the fucking bees, though, man? Why?
Ricky.
Bro, your name is Ben.
When you put the picture on the gram, I fucking lost it.
That shit was so funny.
Okay.
You know, the only thing I regret about that picture was I wasn't there to see his face. I wanted to see Ben's face because I did it to fuck with him. I don't give a fuck about the beehive.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck
God.
About any of those idiots
in
the beehive.
God. Did you
we love
it?
You, okay? You guys are our
anyone in the Ben Hive is a fucking idiot.
Ricky
you
has guys no hive at all.
You guys
Maya
are part of our
Ricky's
listenership.
Hive. Maya is
yeah,
the only
no
hive that Ricky has.
I
fuck
have
you.
No hive. I want no hive.
There's a
fuck
plus,
a hive.
There's a Ricky Hive. The plus hive is a small growing community. Okay,
of
they're
a,
small but they're strong.
Yeah, you have a hive. Sam has a hive too.
Fucking Sam Hive.
But they won't donate a dollar to the cause.
That's what you get when you trying to ask a dollar from a bunch of niggas.
Jesus loves
you.
You
get nothing.
Oh, he's so sweet. He loves Jesus. Give the nigga a dollar for school, man.
Richard, final thoughts.
Yes, I want to tell all the listeners, even the Ben Hive, to please what you want to do is go ahead and grab someone's phone, your neighbor's phone, a coworker's phone, and
Bay's phone.
Bay's phone. Don't go through their text messages. Just grab their phone, go to the Apple Podcasts app, and subscribe to our podcast because they don't know any better. So do it for them so they can get the notification whenever we drop our brand new episodes. Also spread the word and make sure you follow us on all our socials. And again, we are available on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, everywhere.
If you know somebody who's a nigga, you know,
nigga,
and they like niggas,
niggas
with opinions, and they like nigga, and tell them about somebody, tell them about these niggas, that you know with opinions, Ben. Let us please hear every detail of your final thought. We are engaged and we are listening.
You both are being very and highly facetious. I will not accept
that. I'm so engaged.
Do that over again. Ben, final thoughts.
Ben, final thoughts.
My final thoughts are the same as they are every week. Please. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend that we are on SoundCloud, we are on Spotify, we are on Apple Podcasts, we are on Google Play, we are on TuneIn, we are on Deezer. Please follow us on our Twitter pages. It's the NWO Podcast, and it's the same for our Instagram page as well. Make sure that you follow us and you listen to us. Do and follow what Ricky has told you guys to do. Take your friend's phone and make them listen to us because they will not regret it. Please listen and follow us.
Dope shit.
My final thoughts are, ladies, if you are in college for communications or going to be a doctor, drop out, become a stripper, and then make a hit single stealing Kodak Black's flows. Once you do that, you will be successful. It's already been done. You just have to follow the mold. Okay,
follow the blueprint.
And once again, if your areolas are at least a circumference of about 4 inches, DM me those titties. Thank you, Ricky.
Kodak just dropped some new music, so go check that out.
Yes, he did. I'm lining up fly. Usher. Great.
Yeah.
Usher's Beethoven. Album.
Yes.
Amazing. It's amazing. It's available. It's amazing. So.
Did you see the trailer for it?
Yeah, I watched all of it. He deleted all his pictures and made it into like a collage thing on his page. That nigga's raw as fuck. But song of the week this week is the Taylor Gang General, the best rapper alive, Mr. Wizard Khalifa, Homicide.
Real quick, hashtag free Ricky.
Hashtag free
Ricky. Hashtag free Ricky. Free Ricky shirts on the way.
You tweet that if you have a Twitter. Free Draw Ricky. Attention to the
free
movement.
My nigga Ricky. He doesn't deserve what happened to him.
Not at all.
Hashtag that nigga. Let's go Miami. Wiz Khalifa, Homicide. Peace!
Oh my God, I love this song.
So hard, bro. The whole Cabin Fever mixtape was
hard. I said it, I meant it, nigga.
Taylor Gang or die, bitch. Hey.
I'm just a young bitch hustling. We all in. Yeah.
Everything's Taylor.
Nigga hustling. Yeah.
Wait.
I'm just a young nigga. We ain't gotta go to the store no more. I got my own paper, yeah. Baby girl. Finna get my own weed too.
Hustling.
Get you a pound, let you roll that shit.
Hey.
I'm rolling up the windows while I'm smoking weed. Driving through my town like I don't know the speed. Counting so much paper, I can't fold it up. Bad bitch, she sucked me while I'm rolling up. Yeah, bitch, you probably see me everywhere. Money long, now my house got TVs everywhere. Literally everywhere you turn, you see a flat screen. New bitch, look nothing like my last flame. Riding in a Maserati, nigga, no shirt. Niggas probably hating on me, but it won't work. Camo shorts on like a general. Mind on a meal, blowing on medicinal.
I'm just a young nigga hustling, yeah. Hustling, yeah. I'm just a young nigga hustling, yeah. Hustling, yeah.
Been through every nigga town, never had a problem. Young millionaire, never had a job though. Throw that money up and watch her hit the ground. As long as your money up, she said it's going down. Brought her home, girl said that she don't do friends. Kick the bitch out and make her find new friends. Should I get help?